How is it for an Islamic sister to do zikr without covering her head?
Whilst doing housework, can Islamic sisters do zikr with their heads uncovered?
Well, Sharia-wise, there's no harm in it. However, they shall not keep their heads uncovered. No one shall keep his head uncovered. Those men or women who keep their heads uncovered face poverty. Hazrat Sayyiduna Dawood Tai rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was a very highly ranked saint of his time and was also a great learned scholar. He said about Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh that I stayed in his company for 20 years and I never saw him bareheaded in seclusion or among group of people. Now things are different. In the old days, people used to at least have a cap on their heads. They used to cover their heads when coming in front of elders or going to a blessed shrine, etc. And now, this concept's finished.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
And hasn't unemployment increased as well? You tell me that. One wearing a cap or covering his head is labeled as a Maulana. As in the concept is such that the one who is Maulana or someone who's from a religious background should be covering his head or wearing a cap. And unfortunately there is a specific class of people who do not like to be known as religious. So for people like them, what does it mean to cover their heads? They feel more to be a part of this society with keeping their heads uncovered and having fashionable hairstyle. Even today, majority do cover their heads during Salah or they become Maulana for a little while. And if only covering head makes one Maulana, then non-believers also do so. There are other types of people as well from various walks of life who cover their heads using different types of caps, etc. The modern youth also wears a specific kind of fashionable cap. Those caps are common nowadays, people wear them. I'm not saying they're not allowed. People wear them. But I've never seen Islamic scholars wearing them. It's just common people. And you know what common people follow. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.